devil's advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Let's go to them. I believe Ross from Middleton, my hometown, is next. Ross, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey guys. Just a quick reaction to Republicans and racism. If one talks about the racism in this country, within seconds, you can watch their heads expand and explode. If you teach this, racial history in school, the kids of Republicans will FaceTime their parents, tell them, and then watch their parents on their cell phone watch their heads explode. I mean, you can't talk with these people about racism. It's an unspoken. You're not supposed to talk about it. But the reason I called though was. I listened to your guys' broadcast of that Trump debacle. That talk about a guy that has no mojo. But specifically Michaels. Michaels is like this guy that's kind of hollering at the crowd. Kind of got this growly voice. You almost think Tommy Thompson, but he doesn't have Thompson's sense of humor. And being a Connecticut guy, he doesn't even really have a sense of Wisconsin. And it was just sort of.
I heard no nasal twang, Ross.
The thing that really sort of, I realized he's a jerk. When he made that snide remark about, kids going to, I forgot what the expression was, suit. He was making a joke making a snide comment about kids that may be gender, identification issues or whatever, a drag show. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to have my kids go to some drag show. I thought, this guy's a jerk. And I sure hope that Wisconsin sees that, because I don't think Wisconsin likes jerks for whatever office.
Well, they might in a partisan Republican primary, Ross.
It's entirely possible.
I think that Tim Michaels will win the vast majority of the state tomorrow. I bet he wins like 58 to 60 counties. And the only chance Rebecca Clayfish, is to turn out overvote in the wild counties. If she doesn't turn them out like Leah Vukmer turned them out, Leah Vukmer crushed Nicholson in Waukesha, which is ironic because he's got the shop in Waukesha. I did think about calling the property manager there where WAUK is located, because they have this internal policy where if they manage a property, you can move your shop into a different property. And I've been asking for months about that Nicholson place. Like, hey, is that going to be available like August 10th? And anyways, it became available, you would think, right, a little bit out earlier, but they still got the no better friend signs. So I guess Uline's still paying the rent there. But it didn't help him turn out the votes in Waukesha.
Yeah.
And I continue to point out, Tim Michaels has made the airwaves filthy on radio ads all across the state.
Well, he spent like $8 million of his own money in this effort.
Yeah, but Rebecca Clayfish could not match that effort, not financially. She didn't have the ads outstate. She might have had the ads in the important media markets. She might have played them in Milwaukee and Madison. And Milwaukee is like the third largest county for Republican turnout. And Madison, Dane, would be like the fourth largest Wisconsin county for Republican turnout. But outstate, like where Trump was popular, where Nicholson was popular, and where Tim Michaels is going to be very popular, when you start seeing the vote tallies come in from outstate, it's going to be all red. But just understand, there might be 1,000 vote margin in a lot of those counties. Tops 1,000 votes.
Yeah, right. Some of the smaller counties in the upper Wisconsin, from upper Wisconsin, have 4,000 or 5,000 people in the entire county.
Yes.
Trust me.
The one that Duran's in's got like 20,000. Pepin County is pretty small. There's look at like Menominee County. I don't know if there's anything quite that small, but anyways, like smaller than a Trump rally in Waukesha.
Yeah, man,
that's pretty small.
This is what I'm telling you. Florence County has 4,300. Menominee County, 4,500. Iron County, 5,600. Pepin County, 2,700. Forest County, 9,000. Buffalo County finally getting into the 13,000. So, you know, of the 60, the last six or the five smallest counties are less than 10,000 people entirely, let alone of voting age and let alone those who actually will get off their ass and go vote.
In a partisan primary.
And right.
Then you got to be a Republican, which is the vast majority of the people in those little 5,000 people counties. Probably. I don't know. Because we never played on the radio there. If you're in Pepin County and you can hear us on a stream right. Or like on the crazy science of AM radio, you know, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Once again, we will have special extended coverage when the polls close tomorrow in the great state of Wisconsin at 8 o'clock. We will cover the Wisconsin primary outcomes and, of course, the Wisconsin senatorial, I guess the U.S. Senate race, the Democrat side, though. As we've mentioned, there will be little or no drama there because Mandela Barnes has basically earned the endorsement of all the other candidates. But Stephen Olicara's team's trying awfully hard. I got like a personal call from Team Olicara, and I thought it was like an interview request. Like, hey, man, can we sneak him on one last time? Right. No, they're offering me Olicara for a personal conversation, you know, to try and win me over. Like, he's got time to talk to every individual voter that wants to hear more about Olicara.
Hey, Ted Cruz walking around the diner shaking everybody's hand.
Indiana, baby. It's like, I got a little too much time for each and every one of you because I'm desperate for every single possible vote.
Mommy, the greasy man is scaring me. Can I just eat my pancakes?
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's a Monday. That means tomorrow's a Tuesday. And in the great state of Wisconsin and Minnesota, it's Election Day. So if you got any thoughts on Election Day, you know, if you're excited to cross over, maybe go vote in a Republican gubernatorial primary and then go vote for Adam Steen, 844-96-PARTY, because that sounds like a great strategic plan.
Did you see anything?
No, sir. I didn't see you playing with your dolls again.
Good.